Rule 4 of different thinking. Out of the box. Create completely new markets. Don't depend upon the existing market. Create completely new market. Why you are in that crowded marketplace catering to that market? Create your own market. Conventional thinking about it is, focus on your existing customers and strive for continual optimization of the products and services which you are offering them, continuous improvement which I have seen in TQM, and this has always worked in the past, so it will work in the future also, it cannot be wrong. So nothing wrong, do your continuous improvement, sell to the existing customers. This is the conventional thinking. No, is it wrong? No, I am not telling that it is wrong, but I am telling you to think differently about this also. What is that different thinking? Escape the typical head-on competition by creating completely new markets. To do so, either develop products and services new to your industry, completely new products, or target completely new customer segments. Go to completely different customers. Produce completely new products. One thing needs to be clear from the outset. It takes courage to create new markets. Yes, ordinary people cannot do it. Extraordinary people like you can do it. It takes courage to create new markets. The courage to think unconventionally, unorthodox thoughts. Courage to take risk of losing old customers who are not prepared to follow you on your new path. It's a risk. It needs courage. You may lose your old customers who are not ready to come with you in the new path. It takes courage to create new markets. So it is not easy. But we are not here to do easy things. We are not here to do normal conventional thinking. We are here to do some different thinking. So what is that? I will tell you the one example. US company Arm and Hammer concentrated for many years on production of baking soda. Nothing wrong. Baking soda for making bread, cakes, pastries. So many years they were working. Nothing wrong in that. Baking soda is a natural cleaning agent also. Baking soda kills odors. Baking soda is skin friendly. These are the properties. Having established this, Arm and Hammer branched out into a completely new field and won over a completely new customer group using baking soda only. Won over a completely new customer group with innovative cleaning agents and skin care products based on ingredients of baking soda. That means their core competency was in making bread, cakes and pastries by using the baking soda, or production of baking soda for making bread, cakes and pastries. But now we said, why not? Baking soda has so many properties. So it kills odors, it is skin friendly, it is natural cleaning agent. So why not? So they have used the same baking soda to create a completely new market where they are manufacturing innovative cleaning agents, skin care products based on ingredients of baking soda. I will give you some another example of the same rule of the different thinking. The company's question is Danish toy manufacturer Lego. You may be knowing that. Europe's largest producer of toys and world leader in construction toys. Founded in 1932, the company originally made wooden toys. You also know it. Wooden toys, Lego. In 1968, Lego established its first family fun park, Legoland, one of the biggest tourist attractions in Denmark. More recently, Lego branched out again with the opening of entirely new market, Lego for Managers. The games for managers. It works. It helps the managers to take decisions. Lego for Managers. Can you believe this? They completely created a new market and they are successful in that. The people who made wooden toys are now making Lego for Managers. Before that, they did Legoland. See the innovation. What a fantastic different market they have created. Take inspiration for this. Go and create completely new market like Arm & Hammer. Don't make the same thing for years together. Think differently. Go out of the box. Create completely new markets. It needs courage. But you have to earn money. And for that you need courage. You cannot do the same business of 5-10% margin for years together. Do something where there is a margin of 50%, 100%, 1000%. Do that. Like Arm & Hammer has done, like Lego has done. Look at this Legoland. Can you believe that the company who was producing only wooden toys has created this in Florida? The company in question is Danish toy manufacturer Lego. Now, I will move to the rule 5 of different thinking. Here, maxi size and mini size. Place no geographical limits on your success. Don't say that Nasik is my hometown. It is my native place. So I will do the business only in Nasik. I will not leave Nasik. Forget. Leave that and go out. No geographical limits. About this conventional thinking says that you respect the geographical borders of your industry. For example, if your industry centers exclusively on a regional alignment, you tailor your products and services to the requirements of local customers. For example, if you are in Gujarat, cater to the Gujarati customers only. If you are in Kerala, cater to the Keralaite customers only. Think about what Keralaite customers like. Think about what the regional customers want and do that. This is conventional way of making business. Now I am going to tell you to think differently. You deliberately set out, swim against the geographical alignment of your industry. And create your own economic boost. If you are in Kerala, go out and sell your products in Maharashtra. Sell your products in Gujarat. Go to Punjab. Maybe you will get better price there. Don't say that I will be only in Kolhapur or Nasik. Go out. Maybe people are there in Gujarat or Punjab to buy your products and pay you more. Place no geographical limits on your success. So different thinking is you deliberately set out to swim against the geographical alignment of your industry, create your own economic boost. I will give you two examples of this. Number one example is while undertakers usually operate regionally, Service Corporation International, that is SCI, is a stock exchange listed vertically integrated global player. It ignored the predominantly regional alignment of the industry and became a globally operating service company. SCI has about 2,500 business locations worldwide, including 451 cemeteries and 189 crematoria. Service Corporation International. They have 2,500 business locations worldwide. They don't confine themselves to one place. They have gone all over the world and created 2,500 business locations. So one thing I will tell you, don't remain in that small well like a frog. Go out. There is big world outside. Earn money. Be wealthy. Make more profits. Differently thinking. SCI was one example. Another example, the success of Starbucks. Another day I had gone to Gurgaon. There was one Starbucks outlet. I rushed there to drink a cup of coffee. This Starbucks is such a fantastic company. It shows that you can change the landscape of your industry even if you start from modest beginnings. You know the example of Infosys. Mr. Narayan Murthy was a middle class engineer and now he is chairman of a company whose branches are all over the world, a billionaire company. He has started from modest beginning. You can also do it. Starbucks also had done it. Today the company Starbucks has more than 8,500 branches all over the world, with more coffee bars being added every day. And I told you that India also it has come and gone. There is no sign of an end to this global expansion, I am telling you. Every day they are adding the branches. And the company's declared target of 20,000 branches can only be achieved through a dominant presence on every continent. And funny thing is, in one market area, they have 3,344 Starbucks outlets. They don't bother that if there are many outlets, people will not go there. All the outlets are full of customers. Different thinking. This means that in future there will be a new world for coffee in Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, South America. And that is what is the new world for coffee? Starbucks. They will say, I don't want coffee, I want Starbucks. This is possible. I am not telling you the fairy tales. Please. I am not telling you the fairy tales. I am telling you the facts. I am telling you the true stories. Starbucks is a true story. Unbelievable success. True story of unbelievable success. Starbucks. And what was the first thing? It was SCI. Go out. Don't confine yourself to one place. Think differently. Then, I will move to the next rule 6 of different thinking. I am going to tell you 12 rules. Listen carefully, patiently, because you are going to get benefited by this. 100%. Please listen to this. What is the rule 6? Mix it. Conquer new markets with innovative combinations. New combinations. What is conventional thinking about it? Expand your existing range by simply adding products and services that are already familiar and standard for your company. Add it. Expand your ridge. Now, what I am going to tell you, different thinking is combine products and services from two different industries to offer a completely new mix. You may be wondering, what is this now? So, I will tell you two examples. This simple but effective approach consists in linking products and services in a new way. Moreover, the crazier the mix, more unique the combination will be. Example number one, a law office in a coffee shop. Can you believe? There is one lawyer whose office is in a coffee shop. Lawyer's office and coffee shop, what is this craziest combination? Coffee shop and lawyer's office. So, people go there for fighting their lawsuits and enjoy coffee there. This business model is a real innovation offered by lawyer Jeffrey J. Hughes in Los Angeles. The days when clients had to come to his office to get legal advice are long gone. Today, clients can consult their lawyer in a relaxed atmosphere of a coffee shop. Like Umpqua Bank, this lawyer has an office which is looking like a coffee shop. People are coming there to get the legal advice, are first offered a cup of coffee. How do you like it? Today, clients can consult their lawyer in the relaxed atmosphere of a coffee shop and for unbeatably low fee into the bargain. The lawyer is charging very less fees. One very dramatic change. If other people are charging 1000 rupees, this guy charges only 500 rupees. What will be the result? Rush of customers. A simple consultation which lasts between 15 and 30 minutes, depending on the case, costs just American dollars 25. That's all. Whereas other places, you have to shell out $100, $50. This guy takes only $25 with it and offers them coffee also. Result is customers will rush there and the coffee is included in the price. No additional price for coffee. In $25, you get the legal advice also and you get coffee also. This was the first beautiful example of a combination. Now, I will tell you the second example. Babette's is a bookstore in Vienna that specializes in cookery books and is located near the famous Naschmarkt food market. It also sells exotic spices. Nothing special you might think. What I am telling you, there is a shop. So, okay, if there is a shop, there is a shop. We also in India have a lot of shops like this. But there is something special. However, Babette's is a typical mix and match combination. The store stocks more than 1000 cookery books, offers something to eat. It's a bookshop, spice store, demonstration kitchen, all rolled into one. They demonstrate the various recipes also and offers its guests a different menu every day. Different menu every day. So, today if I have gone, I would like to go again tomorrow, again next week. Because definitely it is a bookstore. But it is not only a bookstore. It has so many cookery books, offer something to eat and show you how to prepare a recipe also. Fantastic, isn't it? Cookery courses and culinary events are also held in the premises. It is not only bookstore. Like we have bookstores, so many bookstores are there. But this guy offers you much more than a bookstore. What is the result? Customers will flock there. Customers will rush there. You also do like this. Combinations. What was the combination in the first example? A law office in a coffee shop. And what is the another? Is cookery demonstration in a bookstore. Something very fantastic. Different thinking. You have to be a different thinker to become a very successful person and innovator. Then only you can earn money also. So come out of the conventional thinking. Do some different thinking. I will give you one more rule of different thinking. Be the champion. Create a temporary monopoly to your market, in your market. Your monopoly. People will come to you. When my marriage was there, to make a suit for myself, when I was in Nasik, I went all the way to Pune in a small shop on Deccan Gymkhana, where he was well known for making best suits. In London also, there is one shop who is world famous for making suits. In this conventional thinking is, following the principle of spreading risk, you create a wide portfolio of products and services, hoping to counterbalance a weak performance in one area to good performance in others, because you are having, suppose, four products, one product is making loss, other products are making profit, so you have mix and match. We counterbalance the loss in one product by profit in other product. Somehow we are managing the risks. Conventional thinking is not anymore important. Different thinking. Be bold. Be courageous. Find a niche or carve one out for yourself. Create your own temporary monopoly. Like I told you, London. All over the world, people go to London for making their own suit. World famous shop. Make your monopoly. I will give two examples. One, a Swedish company, Bergman and Beving, with a staff of only 85 people, holds a comfortable global market share. Global, I am telling you. Global market share of 50% with a product most of us will have had in our mouths at some time or another, that is saliva remover used by dentists on our tongue. Saliva remover used by dentists. That product is there. 50% market share worldwide is held by this company, Swedish company, Bergman and Beving. The dentist will buy the saliva remover only from this company, because they believe only in this company. How do you like it? They have their own monopoly. Like we also, we want to have something, we go to that particular place. Like I told you, that when I got married for making the suit for myself, I had gone all the way to Pune, Deccan Gymkhana in that small shop, and I got my suit made there. Because that guy had created his monopoly. Even now I remember that shop. Second example is Rational AG, based in Landsberg am Lech, in Bavaria, had just one product in his portfolio, one product in their portfolio. Unbelievable. And has been global market leader for years. One product, global market leader for years. What is that? A steam cooking system for hotel, restaurant, and canteen kitchens. The quality and speciality of that product is so good that only with just one product, they are having the global global monopoly, global market leader, Rational AG. Because reliability, steam cooking system is so reliable that all hotels, all restaurants, all canteen kitchens want to buy that from only Rational. Like in India, generator means Kirloskar. They are very well known for that. When we say generator, immediately Kirloskar comes. They have their speciality in that product. So, you also create your own monopoly. What is that? Be the champion, create a temporary monopoly in your market. Why temporary? Make a permanent monopoly also, if possible. Like these people have done. Who are these? Swedish company Bergman & Beving and Rational AG.